Live from San Francisco, KMPX presents That's Entertainment. KMPX brings you live from the Crown Cellarback Plaza in downtown San Francisco, That's Entertainment, a salute to the fabulous movie musicals of yesteryear, and the premiere of the nostalgic and exciting United Artists release, MGM's That's Entertainment. Today's show, presented by Remote Control before an audience of over 2,100 people, features the Paramount Orchestra, direct from Oakland's magnificent Paramount under the direction of Jack Bethards. We also have song and dance star Bill Howard, the Now Company singers, and U.S. dance team Gail and Bobby. Getting underway this afternoon, here's a song from the 1947 MGM film starring June Allison and Peter Lawford. Good news, here's Varsity Drag. And his Paramount Theater Orchestra. And incidentally, that arrangement is from the original show, now on revival, at the Curran Theater. Next, we move along to the year 1951, which was a remake year for MGM. Catherine Grayson and Howard Keel starred in Showboat, and here's a beautiful number, Make Believe. Thank you. and continue our nostalgia journey right now. We have a beautiful group with us, the Now Company Singers, and here's their rendition of Sunshine and Lollipops. How about a nice round of applause to bring them on?
Wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine. Just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, and rainbows, rainbows, sunshine.
Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Wonderful is sure to come your way, 'cause you're in love to stay.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny.
Now, Company Singers, we're going to have them back in just a little bit, but right now we're going to bring on another team, the U.S. dance team. This is Bobby and Gail, or Gail and Bobby, sometimes known, depending on, I guess, who gets up here first. So we'll call it Bobby and Gail this afternoon. And this is from the motion picture, 20th Century Fox musical. I know that's a bad word this afternoon, but we're going to play it anyway because Alice Faye is in town, and this is a song that she sang in Wake Up and Live, the title number, Wake Up and Live.
Thank you.
Bobby, Bobby and Gail, U.S. dance team. We're going to continue with our music right now. You know, MGM liked the song Singin' in the Rain so much that they put it in four different films. In fact, in the new release of That's Entertainment on MCA Records, it points out that Singin' in the Rain was sung by Cliff Edwards in the Hollywood Review of 1929. Jimmy Durante sang it in Speakeasy in 1932. Judy Garland in Little Nellie Kelly in 1940. And of course, Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, and Donald O'Connor in Singin' in the Rain in 1952. Well, somebody else is going to sing it right now. Song and dance star Bill Howard. Let's give him a hand. Ladies and gentlemen, and we've got plenty of more things happening your way here at the Crown Cellar back plaza, but we're going to pause for just one moment. We're broadcasting live from Zellerbach Plaza in downtown San Francisco. It's a beautiful Friday afternoon, and we're commemorating some of the great MGM musicals and, of course, also the opening of the new United Artists release of That's Entertainment coming up next Wednesday at the North Point Theater here in San Francisco. We're going to continue our journey, and probably one of the greatest songs to come out of the MGM musicals was in 1939, when Judy Garland sang Over the Rainbow. Incidentally, as famous as that recording and song is, it was almost deleted from the motion picture The Wizard of Oz. And the song that was going to replace it was called The Jitterbugs. How many here have ever heard the song The Jitterbugs? Oh, a couple of people have. But I think we're glad that Over the Rainbow survived instead of the Jitterbug song. Incidentally, Jack Haley Jr., producer and director of the motion picture That's Entertainment, will be my guest tonight on my program on KMPX here in San Francisco. That's 107 FM. And we'll also be playing the master soundtrack, which Jack has graciously loaned me, the master soundtrack to the film That's Entertainment. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. On KMPX. Here's a song from the year 1936. Johnny Green wrote it, and it's from the film Just a Good Tune, I've Got a Heavy Date. If you've just joined us, we're broadcasting live on KMPX in San Francisco. We're the big band station. We're going to bring back a fine group of 10 very talented people. And this is a number called the States Medley. How many here are from outside of California? Not from California. All right. We got quite a few of them here. Do you mention every state? Just, oh, they say just about. Well, let's hope they mention yours. Ladies and gentlemen, the Now Company Singers.
Heebie-jeebies hanging proud. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth all I'm worth to put my tootsies in an upper berth.
Just hear that choo-choo sound. Where will the super gonna cover ground? Where they all holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama.
you promise me she breaks? She's a sunflower from the sunflower state.
She's a sunflower from the sunflower state.
Back home again.
Sure smells sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Home, the home of every night, my honey and I sit alone and talk and watch a heartbreaking lazy circles in the sky. The eyes of Texas are upon you.
Nebraska,
Rhode Island,
Nevada,
Washington,
Oregon,
Iowa,
Michigan,
Dakota,
Minnesota,
Tennessee, and Arizona.
Side by side, we built a nation strong and firm.
Listening to That's Entertainment with Jack Bethards and the Paramount Orchestra live from Crown Cellar Bach Plaza. We pause now for station identification. This program is coming to you from San Francisco. Listening to part two of That's Entertainment with Jack Bethards and the Paramount Orchestra from the Crown Cellar Back Plaza in downtown San Francisco. We continue our musical journey by going back to the first MGM musical. The year was 1929, sound was brand new, and Charles King sang Broadway Melody.
Broadway Melody.
You know, it's very difficult to work outdoors, and I think our fine band this afternoon deserves a round of applause because they're doing such an outstanding job. Jack Bethards and the Paramount Theater Orchestra. Well, in almost all through the 30s, there was one couple that did so many numbers together, and of course they appeared in a number of films, and this particular song is on the soundtrack on the MCA album That's Entertainment, which is available now. Of course, I'm talking about Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald. And I want to stop a rumor right now. There is no truth to the rumor that Nelson Eddy used to eat garlic prior to filming a scene with Jeanette when he used to sing to her. There's nothing to that rumor whatsoever. But from the year 1937, Eleanor Powell danced into your hearts with this number, the title song from Rosalie. It's amazing how many things are coming back, you might say. Not only the motion picture That's Entertainment, but so many plays are currently coming back, and it's great to see them again. And one of them, of course, is the play, the musical No, No, Nanette. First released in 1924. It's been with us a long time. And this is the original arrangement, a salute to First National Vitaphone Pictures and the Civic Light Opera, who revived the show here in San Francisco. And to help us along, we're going to bring back song and dance star Bill Howard to sing I Want to Be Happy.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Now life's really worth living when you are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? Oh, when skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'm gonna send that sun smiling through. 'Cause I wanna be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen. And you're broadcasting live from Zellerbach Plaza in downtown San Francisco on this beautiful Friday afternoon on KMPX San Francisco. Once again, I want to remind you that tonight, Jack Haley Jr., producer and director of the motion picture, That's Entertainment, will be my special guest at 7 o'clock. We invite you to listen in and hear some of the great soundtrack from the motion picture, which opens here next Wednesday at the North Point Theater in San Francisco. We're going to bring Gail and Bobby back on to do a beautiful number here. Once again, this is what we call a KMP Extra, because since Alice Faye is in town, this is a song that she sang in the motion picture You're a Sweetheart, the year 1937, and this is the theme song. Bobby and Gail, we're going to return to more music here at Zellerbach Plaza, but first, this word. Broadcasting live from Zellerbach Plaza in downtown San Francisco, our musical salute to the MGM musicals of the past, and of course, the new release of That's Entertainment from United Artists. Right now, how many of you knew that Clark Gable sang in a motion picture? We have any hands here? Well, a few of you did. On the new MCA soundtrack, you're going to find Clark Gable singing in That's Entertainment, and he sings the song Putting on the Ritz. Here's the original version from the 1929 show, a complete medley of the songs from the movie, Harry Richmond's Putting on the Ritz of 1929. imagine people will say, what movie did Clark Gable sing Putting on the Ritz? It was An Idiot's Delight in 1939, also starred Norma Shearer. And it's featured in the film That's Entertainment and is also on the soundtrack with MCA. Here's a banjo medley featuring the Now Company Singers. How about a hand to bring them on?
Throughout history, man has expressed his joys and sorrows through music. One of the happiest sounds came from the minstrel show. We would now like to pay tribute to the only truly American instrument, the banjo.
Oh, can't you see that I'm chopping along? See that I'm chopping along? Just take your best down, feel down.
My mama would rock me in the cradle, in the cradle,
in the cradle.
It went down to Louisiana, just my mama rocks out there. In the cradle, in the cradle. No time to go, in the cradle, in the cradle. It went down to Louisiana.
If you've just arrived here at Zollerbach Plaza or just joined us on the radio, we're commemorating the great MGM musicals with the help of quite a few people here this afternoon. And we've got another number to play for you, and this should bring back a few memories. Fred Astaire did this number in 1953 in the motion picture The Bandwagon. We're going to play the 1932 Anson Weeks arrangement in the style of Ray Noble to I Guess I'll Have to Change My Plan.
Thank you.
I'd like to mention also that the Now Company singers are going to be on the Ethel Merman Show coming up in October, and I think they've done a wonderful job this afternoon. We'll have them up here in just a moment. But now, Maestro, it's time for the closing theme. In the past hour, you've been listening to That's Entertainment, presented by KMPX, live from the Crown Zellerbach Plaza in downtown San Francisco, featuring Jack Bethards and the Paramount Orchestra. Song and dance star, Bill Howard. The Now Company singers. And the U.S. dance team, Gail and Bobby. We've been saluting the great MGM movie musicals of yesteryear. This program was produced by KMPX in association with United Artists Pictures and MCA Records, with technical direction by Bill Duncan and sound by Harry McCune. Our special thanks to the Paramount Theater in Oakland, L'Etoile Restaurant in San Francisco, Leo's Music Company of Oakland, the Musician Union, Local 6, the Yamaha Music Center, 157 Gary in San Francisco, Cy Trobe, Charles Smith, and the Crown Zellerbach Corporation, Evans Burke and Associates, and your announcer has been John Jensen. Goodbye, everybody.